This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hang on one second. All right, we good now.
We back now.
Air horn. Hey, one more time for the week.
Go home show for your boy.
What's that?
The go home show for your boy.
Oh, yeah. Boys headed off to Charlotte, North Carolina.
North.
Woo! Big Ric Flair North fan over here, Kenny Carraway.
Hacky lacky. Take your shirt off. Spin it around your head like a helicopter.
Shout out Petey Pablo.
Yes, indeed.
I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Carraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
We are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside.
What are you doing with him?
Hardest working man in the game. Boy, over there worked two shows all week. Getting panic texts this morning.
Hey, bro. I was running late. This not even running late. There was traffic or whatever. I'm supposed to get to the building around 9:20. I get to the exits that are up that we come up to or whatever. And it's like, oh yeah, no, you're gonna have another 20 minutes on your traffic little thing or whatever because you're stuck. So I called Dame at like 9:30. Like, hey, are you home? He's like, no, I'm at the barber shop. Oh, all right. Well, I might not be there on time, but don't even worry about it. I'm gonna call Charlie.
You had to give my man like the barber to, like, hang on, let me assess what's happening.
Wait,
here.
Were you sitting in the chair already?
Yeah.
I didn't even want to call you. I wouldn't have called you back, to be honest. Yeah. We just wouldn't have went on air.
So it was just like, all right, okay, let me figure this out. And I knew, I was like, he's not going to call me back. Like, I knew you weren't because
I
was. So I was going to check in with Jonathan in 10 minutes and then you text like 5 minutes later. Oh, it's good. It's good.
No, it's good.
That would have been.
Well, no, because it seemed like, because my thing says, like, hey, you're not going to get there till about 9:59. It's like, all right, now I got to call the guys. But then, I don't know, just opened up, got past the accident.
Sheesh.
Hopefully that was okay.
Well, we're happy that you're here. We're happy that you're here. We're happy that everybody is here, man. Kyle Mattson from The Insider is going to come back and join us here in about 10 minutes or so. Eddie Gonzalez will be with us for his weekly visit. Mark Jones is going to join us. Near the end of this first
the
hour.
Louis Vuitton Don.
Yes, indeed. Going to join us near the end of this first hour. So, man, Maxime Mania is running wild, brother. My goodness, that game started at 4:30. We're doing the KSFM show, and I felt like every time we looked up, he was doing something different. Mm. Shooting threes, mid-range. I think his first points of the game were on the block. They were in the post. Watched him defend a little bit. It was like, okay, this is not going to settle anybody down. Mm-mm. We might got one here. And, man, what a nice little start, really, for both rookies yesterday. Two very different performances, but a nice little start for Maxime and Neek as well.
The interesting thing is, to be honest with you, it was they almost mirrored each other. Maxime had the first half,
right,
and kind of went cooled down in the second half. Neek
substantially.
Neek was cooled off in the first half, and heated up in the second half. So. It was really good to see both of those guys performing the way they were in their first summer league game. I mean, Maxime, he's got it. He's got it. I'm not here to say he's an all-star or anything like that, but he's got it. You know who he also kind of reminds me of early on? I think this guy's still better, but he reminds me of my man Big Vooch. Mm-hmm. He's got a game like that. Big Vooch, he's a little thicker, you know what I mean? Oh. A little thicker right now, but he has that type of...
Like a frozen jar of peanut butter?
Well, that I wasn't going Leezy on him.
Okay.
That was crazy.
I don't even remember who Leezy was talking about.
He's talking about Zion.
Oh, was he? Oh, that was wild. that was a wild
I ain't heard that one before. That was crazy. But he's got that type of offensive skill set. You know, and he can score on all three levels. He's got great touch. He was a really, really good rebounder in college. I want to see that translate a little bit more as the summer goes along, because yesterday I thought he was a little soft on the boards. Mm. But, I mean, a 7-1, 7-2, you know, you're going to be able to get some rebounds just because. But it was really good to see him play the way he did. And this is a guy that – this is a 10-year NBA player, if you ask me. The way he plays, the way he's able to score, it's not even really always indicative of what he can do individually, like creating on his own. He plays within the flow of the game, whether that's post up, quick move, get a bucket there, pick and pop situation, pick and roll situation. It's just the things that he was able to do last night in that summer league game.
Mm-hmm.
That's something he can do in a regular NBA game. And that's what's encouraging about his performance.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of things to be encouraged about the performance. One interesting thing is you talk about you want him to be a little aggressive, more aggressive on the rebounds. If I told you a Kings rookie had a block shot last night, you would probably think it was him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. Neek had the block.
Mm-hmm.
Max. I don't want to say soft on the defensive end. Is he timid on the defensive end? Is he reserved on the defensive end?
You can say soft. I mean, that's the scouting report.
That just felt mean.
That's the scouting report on him, you know, that some people have for him that he doesn't like contact. He doesn't like the physicality. He didn't like to be touched. That's what some of the scouts were saying going into the draft.
I know Matt talked about, because he talked to the Stanford coach earlier this week, and he was talking on the podcast this morning or last night, that's kind of what he was told to do at Stanford, in that, hey, lay back a little bit because we need you to do so much on the offensive end. We don't want you out here getting in foul trouble.
Right.
And if that's what the coach says, that's what the coach, we're going to have to fix that a little bit, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to have to, because that might not just translate to the traditional, like, block shots, rim protecting. That could translate to the boards as well. And while you might be able to jump over everybody in college because you're 7'2", it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to do that in the league if that's the case.
Yeah. He did look a little better than advertised on the defensive end as far as staying in front of people, his activity on the defensive end away from the ball and everything. So that looked a little better. But like you just kind of mentioned, to me, there was a lack of physicality I saw out there on the boards and protecting the rim. If he's able to just turn it on and off like that, that'd be great. I turned it off in college because coach said so. Now I can turn it back on in the NBA. If he can do that, that'd be great, but that's something that stood out a little bit yesterday. I want him to be a little bit more physical in the painted area. Shout out Hubie Brown.
This is a killer, man. Our app doesn't seem to have last night's game on it.
What app?
Our little synergy. Mm. Oh, there it is. Hold on. Stand by. Wait a second. I think I found it because I was just going to run these max highlights on a loop. Summer League. Is that 22? Oh, there we go. Mm. Yeah, there we go. We got the Kings and the Magic here. Now we
you
can watch
got
all
the Kings and the Magic.
Well, you got it too. I know you don't have it. Oh, I'll send it to you.
I thought I messed up the categories one
oh,
time.
Oh man!
So I guess
never logged in again.
I tried to log in another time. It wasn't there. I was like, oh, they might be on to us. I'm leaving it alone.
For those that caught the story about the $800 coffee maker I had to replace, this is an $800 coffee maker of an app. You don't want to mess up the settings on this.
I'm staying away.
You don't want to mess up the clips that are cut. Just go to the Kings because the Kings aren't being saved to anything. Just go to the Kings and watch the games. That's it. And you can pull up your custom edits of Max or Neek or whatever. And I got the app up right now. We're going to watch every single play of the Kings rookies last night. But ultimately, the Kings went on to win the game. Like, whether you care or not, I'm thinking you're always going to be a little bit happier if your team wins. And they wound up getting the job done last night, 84-81.
What'd you think of the rookies, man? I mean, not to overreact, this is one summer league game, but the summer league to me is a lot about eye test and like just being able to see things. It's one of those things I believe where you can't tell if a player is going to be really good on the NBA level by seeing him do good things in summer league, but you can tell if a guy's not going to be very good in summer league by using the eye test. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I judge some of this stuff on. But what do you think about the two?
Max really stood out. I think part of the reason Max stands out to me more than Neek did is it happened in the first quarter. It was literally your first impression.
Mm-hmm. He had like 11 of the first 14 points.
Yeah, and it was like he just kept scoring like over and over and over again. And like we said, there was a point like his first basket of the game, I think, was in the post. It was on the block or something. And then he hit a little mid-range joint, a little turnaround. Mm-hmm. Then at some point we looked up and he caught the ball behind the arc, and we're like, yo, get that. Mm-hmm. And he hit it, and it was like, I think I said, we're winning the championship.
You did.
Like, man, this kid is like, and then my second, and then, you know, all laughs aside, my first thought was, well, this isn't going to calm anyone's excitement down, which not that anyone's excitement needs to be tempered. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're excited for Max, if you're excited for Unique, Unique. it's going to be a tragic rookie year. It's going to be a real tragic rookie year if we're calling him that. Neek, like cool. It was definitely a little bit different for what Neek did in the fourth quarter because, well, it's a summer league game, and I'm kind of like, just wants this game to end, like just end. And then it didn't really realize how well he was playing in the fourth quarter until the game like started to like come to an end. It was like, hey man, he played really well in this game. Had to pull the box score. I was like, he played really well in this quarter. Like, oh, he did play well.
Could add him a 20-piece hit them free throws.
Yeah, that's the one footnote. So we'll dive more into this game. Remember, Mark Jones is going to join us right around the end of this first hour. The Louis Vuitton Don will be with us. And Kyle Mattson, he's going to pop his head back in here from the home studios to talk more about the Kings, their performance in Summer League last night, and what the next few weeks might look like for this basketball team here as we're just getting started on this Friday. Thrilled that you're here with us. 103 today.
Oh,
Stilo and Casey.
A's Blue Jays in Sutter Health Park today.
Oh, man. This is the moment they've been waiting for. This is the moment they've been waiting for. A's players are going to melt into the grass. ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, get some quick air horns.
Yeah.
Quick air horns. Shout out. Happy birthday, air horns, to Auntie Cindy. Big ups to her. The original cancer in the family. So shout out to her. Happy birthday. Or as I like to call her, Monet.
Oh, dear God. Why? Oh, my God.
Because the joke we have is... when I was younger, I used to always, obviously my mom was always had me too, but sometimes my mom doing, I'd go hang out with Auntie Cindy all the time. I'd just go hang out with her. She'd go camping or on boat trips. I'd go out with her and my cousins there, and she would have me often, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when that version of Power came out, she was like, "You were Zeke. I was Monet."
No. Damn.
And I said, "Hey, Auntie." So now I call her Monet. She calls me Zeke.
That's great.
Happy birthday, Auntie Cindy.
That is terrific. Happy birthday indeed. Anything else? Any other air horns we need to let fly?
Well, more happy birthday to my niece and nephew, Julian and Jocelyn, the twins. Happy birthday to them as well.
Get twins, got to get two air horns.
Yeah,
for
yeah. Happy birthday, Juju, Jossie Poo. Love you guys.
All right, very good. Is there anyone else?
A lot of birthdays.
Happy birthday tomorrow to my cousin Brianna. Shout out Brianna. What up, Bri? Love you, girl. Happy birthday. All these people invaded July. It used to just be me and Monet. That's it. And then all these people invaded July. Cameron's birthday is later this month. Caden's birthday. Aria's birthday. All these damn kids invaded July. What are you guys doing? It was me and Monet. Now, all of a sudden, we got like 7 birthdays in July. July and November are ridiculous in my family. Like 8 birthdays each in those months. It's ridiculous.
Do you know how petty you are to get upset that people were born the same month as you?
Especially the kids.
It's just become too much. It's become too much. Oh, Oh, shout out, Rachel. I got to do this. Air horns. Air horns for real. No, air horns for real. Happy heavenly birthday to my man Isaiah, man. He would have turned 13 yesterday, man. So shout out Isaiah, man. That's my dog, man. RIP for sure. But that's another July birthday.
Well, at least poor Isaiah.
Can I just enjoy my month? Kyle was joining us.
Completely forgot because you're wishing everybody
that's
happy
okay.
birthday.
Actually,
your birthday in July, Kyle?
I get some air horns.
No,
I
love
air horns. Yeah. Isaac Jones.
Can I?
Isaac Jones' birthday is today. Salute to Sacramento Kings legend Isaac Jones.
No, for sure. Can I tell you the best part about that for the radio audience? You appear to be holding a bottle of prescription medicine. As you gave that shout out.
Oh my goodness.
That was the
medicine for my disease that I have right now. And I've been playing with the cap. I'm just spinning the cap back and forth and I just completely forgot that I had it in my hand.
No, that's great. Yeah, no.
Go back to a pen.
Over here popping pills while giving shout outs to everybody. Oh, it's great.
Do you want to see the size of these pills that I have to take?
Sure.
That's a horse pill,
man.
Right there.
Goodness
that
gracious.
That's a horse pill.
Kyle's like an NFL player at this point.
Yeah, for man. Real.
I'm going to come back so jacked, bro.
Ray Lewis Mattson over here. Man.
Hey, deer antler spray all over my face.
During the handoff, y'all chill. Where's the refs at? Where's the refs at? Are we calling our own fouls here?
I heard it. It's just it didn't register.
No, that one was a little wild, but yeah. It's fine.
No,
nothing to see here.
But he said
it's
deer
fine.
Antler spray,
no,
so
hey,
like they
hey,
he
no,
prefaced
if,
it.
If Kevin from the wake up call is not going to get a flag for saying it's free Slurpee day, then I'm not going to get a flag for referee.
There's nothing wrong with a Slurpee.
Hell nah.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with the good old 7-Eleven Slurpee.
To be clear, 90% of what Kevin says is plausible. Like,
oh, man.
Kevin, like, if you just walked around with a flag every time Kevin said something out of pocket, who was that dude, was he on the Steelers?
Oh yeah, he was on the Bengals.
The Bengals. Perfect. Vontaze.
Yeah,
that's Kevin. Kevin is just getting 15-yard penalty after 15-yard penalty.
And he don't care.
No.
So what'd you get at 7-Eleven then?
I got an icy.
No, it's not. They don't have icies at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they do. Spiritually, they do.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I just go get some Gatorade or some chips, some Frito flavor twist. You know what I'm saying? That's what I get from 7-Eleven. Maybe a Hershey's cookies and cream joint.
The Fritos twist go crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, well, real quick. Look, Kyle here. Sure. I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
When we did the handoff, I asked Kyle, I said, what the hell are you doing with that Sonics hat on this Sacramento radio? And I was giving him a hard time. Do you think that's still, I think obviously not with you, but like, do you think that's still, there's still some heat there between Sacramento and Seattle?
No, there shouldn't be. You won. Like, you won.
Well, let me ask you this.
I was anti Sacramento Kings in Seattle. I was staunchly against that. I am pro NBA in Seattle, and I think what happened to the Sonics sucks. And I'm glad it didn't happen to the Kings.
Yes. Let me ask you guys this. Seattle gets the Sonics.
Mm-hmm.
Kings go to Seattle. What's that looking like? Are they booed mercifully? Is that heat the second Seattle gets their team back between Seattle and Sacramento? I think it is.
I don't know why there would be.
We got history now. I absolutely think it is. The second the Sonics get back in Seattle, I think there's heat between Seattle and Sacramento. It may be crazy that happens, but I think that's going to be the case.
I don't think it's crazy, but I don't know.
The Heat.
I'm pro Seattle. That's what I am. You can talk about basketball all you want to. I'm pro the city.
Damian Griffey Jr. here now.
Man, my favorite.
Damian Kemp.
Cal Raleigh, my favorite athlete.
Is he the AL MVP, Damian?
Man, what's he up to? 36 now? 37?
36 homers.
I think he is the AL MVP.
I think they blew the.
No, he's not. Stop.
Who is?
Stop. Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is way better.
I mean, I agree. I agree. Aaron Judge is, I think he's the best player in baseball. But that doesn't matter with MVP sometimes.
But his team is also better. Kyle Raleigh hit a lot of home runs is not a reason to vote for him for MVP. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's just I can't get there.
I think there's an argument. I don't think you just say this is ridiculous. I think there's an argument.
Okay, I would like you to, I'm dead serious. I want you to build that argument because I can't.
Well, no, I like
I want somebody with the different set of eyes to try and build that argument because I couldn't.
I'll build it. T-Mobile Park chanted MVP when he came to bat and he hit a home run. Like, come on.
You got me.
Like, what? What else do you need?
On the subject of T-Mobile Park, so I went and saw Stray Kids there. It's a K-pop group that my wife and I really like. And the lines outside before the show are just insane. It's a sold-out show. The fandom's just wild. It's 4 hours before the show starts, and you can't move anywhere on the sidewalks around the stadium because it's full of people. As we're walking by, we're moving back, and I see the Ken Griffey statue. And I'd seen it earlier, but we were doing stuff. And this time, we're just waiting in line. So I'm, like, trying to maneuver. I'm, like, trying to get people out of the way. I'm like, excuse me. I just need to – can I just get – perfect. Thank you. Got just enough space to get a little photo of the Griffey statue and then got back out of there. It's like, thanks, everybody. The only person there that gave a damn about the Ken Griffey statue.
Was the statue barricaded when you were there?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. That's the only one that's the only one that's barricaded. Who has the other one? Is it Ichiro? Edgar Martinez. Mm-hmm. That one's not barricaded.
Why is
you can walk up right next to that one, put your arm around it. Now it's not like a wide barricade, but it's barricaded.
Seems bizarre to me.
And I thought, oh wow, like okay, that's wow, okay. And then I saw the Martinez one, and I was like. Huh.
They had to have had some issues. Okay. I wonder what those issues were.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy. Kyle, yeah. I apologize. Aaron Judge is your MVP. Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball. I'm sorry. Kyle Raleigh, 262 average, 36 home runs, 76 RBIs, OPS of 1.008.
Mm-hmm. Awesome numbers, by the way.
Great numbers. Aaron Judge is batting .356 with 34 home runs, 78 RBIs, a 1.192 OPS.
You said 354?
356.
Yes. 356. Jesus Christ, man.
He's better at everything.
Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball.
I think the argument would come in if you want to say, okay, well, you factor in that Aaron Judge is just a kind of defender and Cal Raleigh's a really good catcher. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to factor that in, but Aaron Judge is just so far and away better offensively that I don't think the defense can come into play like that.
Yeah.
But I do think what Cal Raleigh's doing at the position he plays is absurd.
Mm-hmm. Those are two of the three best players in the MLB right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
This year, for sure.
Ohtani top
numbers
three.
Two and number three right there.
No. Ohtani top three. That's all good. Ohtani number two. That's cool. Ohtani number two.
When's the last time you saw Aaron Judge pitch it, Damian?
I barely saw Ohtani's pitch.
But you saw him?
I barely.
But you saw him?
Was that a bullpen session?
Jesus.
I don't even see him play the field. I've never seen him play the field.
Hey, somehow, watch him tomorrow. Watch him tomorrow.
Somehow, I still think Ohtani has a better record than Justin Verlander.
What did JV do to you?
You better hope Justin Verlander didn't have his hearing aids on for that.
Oh no. You too?
That's tough. Well, if he is, he's probably listening on like a little terrestrial radio where he turns the dial.
He's going to come kick your guys' ass when he hops on his scooter.
Yeah, he's got the little metal headphones with the foam on the ear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's got a Walkman on for
his
bullpen
session. He's got
the Bartman
joints.
Yeah. So we've established Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball. Who was the best player in the Sacramento Kings uniform last night?
Mm. Oh, good question. It might have been Nate Clifford, man.
Mm.
He looked really, really good to me. I talked about this a lot on the Insiders, but I thought his feel, and then I thought Maxime Reyno's feel, like just the way they understood where to be on the court was super encouraging, man. I think seeing that from two rookies this early. Again, not saying they're going to be all NBA guys or anything crazy like that, but it's easy to see now the path to them playing real minutes this year. Mm.
Yeah, I think those two, Maxime for sure, Nick as well. I'll put him as for sure too. Those they showed that they can be rotational players in this league. Just I already thought that, but you never really know until you see them in a professional setting. And last night I was
convinced. Like, yeah, these are two rotational guys. Like, you can put them out there for 15 minutes apiece and not lose anything, or, you know, they might even help a little bit. So that was a positive. That was a positive.
I agree.
Do we feel that way about the point guard?
Which one?
What point guard?
The one that played last night.
Isaiah Stevens didn't look bad.
That you can, they're rotational, or you can put them out there for 15 minutes.
I think if you, because yesterday I was like, all right, if Devin Carter goes out and does point guard stuff, but he kind of struggles at it, I'm not going to freak out. If Devin Carter does a Devin Carter game, it's going to be kind of a problem. And he just full Leroy Jenkins. It wasn't even like he was doing something different, or, man, he's clearly working on that and just couldn't. He just looked how he looked last year, only like worse. It was the worst possible outcome for Devin Carter.
I'm going to give him another pass. I'll tell you the thing.
More than he gives.
Come on. Come on.
Sorry. Keep going.
Got him.
You're going to give him another pass.
Yeah. Here's the thing that bothered me the most about Devin last night. He looked like he was sulking. He looked like he was like frustrated from the very beginning. Like 2 minutes into the game, maybe it was 3 or 4 minutes. He looked frustrated. And he almost had the, like you could almost see the game falling apart for him in the first 4 minutes. So you could see his mind falling. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's just me. It just looked like he was sulking. I also, and I know he gave the answer of my pops was in the league. You know, I talk about it with him. You know, I know it just comes with the territory. I don't know that Devin wants to be here. I don't know that Devin wants to be here after his name being mentioned in trades and all of that stuff. And, you know, when you're on a team that underachieved, you weren't a big part of what they did last year. You can puff your chest out and say, go ahead. Yeah. I'm the problem. Go ahead. Get me out of here. And I don't know how you can rectify that if you're Doug, or if you're this coaching staff, or if you're Scott Perry and you're this front office. I'm not really sure. My biggest gripe, because the game is the game, whether it's 11 from Max in the first, 11 from Neek in the fourth, or it's just a bad night from Devin. It's all a grain of salt. All three of those things. Now, you're going to take those grains of salt and you might use it to season something as summer league rolls along. But right now, that's all it is. The biggest frustration I have with Devin Carter was his just appearance last night. He just looked like constantly agitated, and it felt like it was affecting his game. He didn't look fluid with the ball in his hands. He looked constantly clunky. And like, if we're talking point guard, I didn't like it at all. I did not like it at all.
I didn't see any vision of, you saw more like pieces of, oh, Neek Clifford could do that. I didn't see anything that said Devin Carter is progressing in that role at all. And if he's not going to play point guard for you, I don't know what he does on the Kings now and anytime in the near future.
Yeah, that's the concern, because I told Kyle earlier on the handoff, I said, Devin Carter, first of all, I'm not going to overreact one way or another to one game for Devin and one outing. He can have the game he had like yesterday and tear it up for the rest of summer league, and it would be all good. So I want to give that opportunity for him to show something. But I don't know if there's much that Devin can do that will make me feel different about what I think of him as a player. I think he's a tweener. I don't think he's a point guard. I think his best attribute is the way he plays on the defensive end. And I don't know if that's enough to be a backup point guard in this league, or specifically for this team. I think this team needs a little bit more than what Devin Carter is able to provide right now. And yeah, the concerns that I had about his game before, they were there last night. Like, he can't create his own shot. He's not as shifty as you would want somebody in that position. I don't know if he's as quick as you would want somebody in that position. So I came away yesterday not really feeling any different than I already was about Devin. And that's not that he's a bad player or just get rid of him because he's no good. But I don't know how he fits with this roster currently and who he's supposed to play over. Like, we could say whatever we want about Malik Monk's market and all this other stuff. Malik Monk is way better than Devin Carter today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not even close.
So I don't know where he would see minutes on this team.
And this is, and I want to point out something. AP Six Man King said this in the chatty house. Hating on Devin, he's learning a new role. But that's my problem with last night. He didn't look like he was learning a new role to me. Mm. He didn't. If he had 9 turnovers, and it was like, man, he just doesn't quite have the angles yet, or he didn't needs to learn how to make that read. But man, he was really trying. He wasn't. Like, that was the whole issue. They wanted to play point guard. All we heard was, wow, he's been working on point guard reads all summer. He's going to run the point for the Kings Summer League. Like, it's going to be a new Devin Carter. And then it was just Devin Carter. There was no demonstrable difference between Devin Carter last night and the role he played and Devin Carter and the role he played in whatever minutes he played last year. It was just the same guy. That's the whole problem, is he wasn't, very clearly wasn't trying to play a new role. He was trying to get shots up, and he scored 8 points on 14 shots.
Can I tell Yikes. You what my problem is?
Yes.
Learning the new role. I don't want a player on this particular Kings team trying to learn to be a point guard.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Go get me a point guard.
And you're spot on.
Like, if Dennis isn't enough, if you want a different role for Malik, you're trying to move Malik, if you don't want to force Neek into this role, go find a point guard. They're out there. Your roster, it's going to be what it's going to be. You might not be able to move from these. Go get Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. Hell, go get Campaign. I don't care. Don't force someone into learning this position where you're putting your team and that player in a bad spot.
And what you said is spot on, and this is why Always I say is. That's why I say Carter's not a point guard. Point guards don't have to learn how to be point guards.
That's what I mean.
Point guards don't have to learn to be point guards. That's who they are. It's in their blood. And this whole, and it's not the Kings. It's draft experts. It's maybe the media person at Providence or whatever. Everybody kept saying Devin's a point guard, mm-hmm. and I never saw a point guard. Mm-hmm. That, once again, that doesn't mean he's a bad player, but that's not who he is. He's not a point guard to me. Never has been. So this whole experiment of, and sure, try it. Like, it's summer league. Try it. See if there's something there that maybe I'm not seeing or the organization isn't seeing at the point guard position. There's no fault in that at all. But I don't see point guard when I see Devin Carter. I see a tweener who is really, you know, has a lot of defensive potential. That's really about it. He doesn't really have a position in this league.
That's the place where I was really hoping he would cut up a little bit last night, was on the defensive end. I didn't think he was bad. Like, in fact, there's nothing that stood out either way on the defensive end. But I was hoping that's where I really wanted to see something, because I don't buy this point guard thing. I don't like it. I'm not for it. And I saw it in the first 2 minutes. Like, I just don't like the way he looks with the ball. With the ball. And I was like, that's whatever. It's summer league. I don't care. Let's see what he does on the defensive end. And again, he was fine. He was perfectly fine. But I wanted one of those. Oh, he just snatched the ball from somebody. He's locking people up. Oh, okay. The Davion Mitchell moment. I wanted one of those from him, and I don't think we got it.
He looked like he belonged in summer league, and that's a problem for me. Hmm. I thought he'd be a little more dominant.
Well, to be in, and then, you know, to
tell the whole story.
that was Keon last year.
Mm-hmm.
Keon did not look good in summer league last year at all.
Good point.
And he didn't look good till Mike was gone. But still, like, he didn't look good in summer league. So, you know, these next handful of games, it's not the be-all, end-all to anything. I think the difference with Keon and Devin is Keon, we had seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to see a little bit more.
NBA level.
Yeah, we haven't seen it from Davion. From Devin.
Yeah.
At least not yet.
Not yet. A lot of summer league left, though.
A lot of summer league left, man.
Like, yeah, and that's and again, this is all just a small little sampling of salt.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is, and you just hope in the end you're seasoning the steak for the real preseason and headed into the season in October or whatever it is, September.
And I want to reiterate, I mean, for me, like, I still think I'm not writing Devin off as an NBA player. I think he's an NBA player.
Sure.
I think he's somebody that could help a lot of different teams, if not next year, eventually. Like, I think he's an NBA ball player. On this particular roster, though, he's not better than the people that are around him in that area. And that's the concern. That's the concern. Like, Kyle asked the question during the handoff. He's like, all right, well, if he's not there today, what about, you know, he's half joking, but like, what about 2027? I was like, I don't ever see him being better than Keon. I don't ever see that. So you're always going to have a better version of Devin Carter on the roster, the way that I see it, with the guards that you have here and who you've tried to bring in. And that's why I think that maybe that's a player that you can move on from to go to another area of need.
Oh, King's got some hoops to jump through, man. The roster still is unbalanced, and you're trying to force players into positions that maybe they shouldn't be. Maybe they just shouldn't be forced into. You talked about the way that Neek played, particularly in the fourth quarter. Were you in awe from Maxime that first quarter, where it felt like every time he touched the ball, he was doing something different and scoring?
Yeah, man. I didn't think it would translate that quickly. Just the kind of like basketball IQ in the feel. I keep going back to that word, but I bring up James Wiseman all the time, because James Wiseman was like this crazy talented player, but then you watch him play and you're like, man, you very clearly haven't played a lot of basketball. Like, there's just not that instinct of like, know where to be and where to go with the basketball. And it just felt like Maxime Raynaud kind of had that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a very, very good foundation for an NBA player. So yeah, man, I loved that it was more than just, oh, look, he's tall and he can shoot threes. Like, no, he's moving his feet a little defensively. He's making good passes, making the right reads. I was super impressed.
Was there anybody else outside of those three that you came away with any type of opinion on? When I say three, I mean Devin.
Scalabissier.
Scal was cooking still, last night. Oh,
still under
God.
30. We found that out last night. Like, wow, still under 30. All right.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with Isaiah Crawford, to be honest. Mm. I'm right here in the Isaiah Crawford hive, and he just didn't do anything last night. There were zero moments where I was like, man, I can't wait to talk about why he should be on the roster. He's just like, nah, like, he hit a quarter three at one point. He's like, cool. Just didn't really do anything else. And that was kind of disappointing for a guy in his second year.
Isaiah Crawford, Isaac Jones, I know a lot of people are, I don't want to overstate it and say they're high on these guys.
But I'm high.
To me, those are long shot NBA players.
Wish casting big time. Yeah. Like, that's it. No, it's like with Isaac Jones, in theory, like, man, this could be a stretch big, like, ooh, you kind of need that. But then you watch and it's like, okay, Isaiah Crawford got the body type to be that switchable 3-and-D wing. Like, yeah, I need him. I don't. Maybe, like I said, there's a lot of summer league left. I'm open to having my opinion changed. But based on last night, doesn't look great.
Great stuff, man. Great stuff as always. Kyle Mattson had a tumultuous week over there on the Insiders, but you made it.
One word for it.
Well,
just
go.
I told the guy at the car shop yesterday, I need a win. Realign my tires and tell me there's nothing wrong with my car. Nope, not the case.
Well,
I got a doctor's appointment today. Hoping there's nothing wrong with my face.
We hope not either. The win is that you woke up to see another day.
It's a great point.
That's the W.
I'm clinging to that.
Yeah. Kyle, stay winning, man. Go get some rest. We appreciate you.
Do my best.
It's Kyle Mattson right there at the Insiders. We'll come back. Mark Jones joins us on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we back here with our man, the Louis Vuitton Don, our man Mark Jones, hey. Live from Las Vegas, Sacramento Kings play-by-play man. Of course, he's on the call for a variety of summer league games out there in Vegas. Mark, we appreciate you, man. Let's pick up right where we're at during the commercial break right there. The big kid from Stanford, man, Maxine, impressed a lot of people yesterday.
Yeah, he was even more skilled and versatile, I think, than a lot of people expected. You know, I just got off the phone with Western Conference Scott a minute ago, who said they were trying to get him into camp, but it sounds like and feels like that a bunch of teams who wanted to get a closer look at him and couldn't get him in because he was managed really well by whoever does his representation. It was really well engineered to get him to a place like Sacramento where you know, he's going to thrive. And we saw some of that yesterday in the game where able to make plays for himself, able to make plays for his teammates, high basketball IQ, and versatility. And, you know, in this new landscape of the NBA and seeing what works, you've got to be able to do a bunch of things. And he's going to add to the overall, you know, versatility of the roster. I think the only thing that he might need to work on at this point is probably a little bit of his post-up game against NBA-type players. But, you know, that'll come. But, man, he showed some real flashes of brilliance yesterday.
Mark, real quick on what you talked about as far as, you know, trying to kind of work his way to Sacramento. Right. How does something like that, you've been in the game, you talk to so many different people, how does something like that normally work? Is that a – because I'm sure Maxine isn't scouting the league himself and saying, I want to go to Sacramento. It's probably his representation saying, yeah, I think this is a good spot for you. And when he thinks that way, is that something that, you know, maybe a GM like Scott Perry knows the representation and is like, hey, talk to the guy and say, I think this is a good spot, and they work it out that way potentially?
That's where it helps to have a Scott Perry in your front office, somebody that has relationships, understands how to win the gray areas and the nuanced areas of representation and being able to position yourself as a team, as an organization, to get a certain guy like that. Because, you know, there are a lot of people around the league that felt that he was probably a bottom third first round pick or maybe even a little bit higher. But he slipped to Sacramento, if you want to categorize it that way. And it's going to be a boon to this franchise. He's going to be a contributor. And, you know, when you look at him and Neek, Clifford, two older guys, right? And much like how there's a little bit of a trend right now across the league, being able to get older guys who can contribute right away. And, you know, I think it's going to help Sacramento. And the advent of NIL has helped older guys stay in school. So now there's not pressure to come out as a 20-year-old or a 19-year-old. You can get that money and stay in college and develop and be a year closer towards being able to contribute immediately if you're getting drafted. And I think that's the scenario with Renaud.
So, Mark, that first quarter kind of belonged to Max. That fourth quarter belonged to Neek. What did you think of the first-round draft pick in the fourth quarter of yesterday's game?
Man, he was impressive, man. When you look at his size, his length, his ability to guard the ball, team defense. He checked a lot of boxes in my estimation last night. And, you know, to be able to get on the floor for Doug early, he's going to be able to have to play defense and understand the scheme and understand rotations, understand being the low man and being up above the restricted area circle and all those things and the speed of the game. And I think I saw last night more than anything that he'll be a plug and play guy immediately. Just like Maxime, from a really great family. He's hungry to play. I think we saw that last night. He's got a great support system. His parents were at every game he was playing in at Colorado State and even before that at Colorado. And, he's one of those ready-to-play now guys, too.
Yeah. Mark.
Shot at 37%. So yeah. If Doug's going to stick to the – you know, I want 43s a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a clip ready to go.
That's right. That's right. I like that. Shoot that thing, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Mark, shifting gears just a little bit to another area of the Kings. Last week, shout out to Mark. He was tapped into D-Lo and KC. and he texted me, man, and he was talking about a conversation he had with somebody about Dennis Schroeder. And, you know, having conversations. You've seen him pretty much his whole career. You know, I think people are kind of undervaluing the player they're getting here in Sacramento and Dennis Schroeder. Me and Damian, we really like his game. But I think there's a lot more than people realize to what Schroeder has as a ball player.
Yeah. See, last year was really an aberration for Schroeder. When you look at the fact that he was with five different teams within the span of a few months, that was just, I think, a function of not being a great fit in Golden State. And, you know, spoke with one of their coaches who said that, you know, Steve Kerr loved him. He loved him as a player. As a fit, it just didn't work for the Warriors. So he became part of that package that landed him essentially in Detroit afterwards. But I think the thing that the Kings are going to really appreciate about Dennis is his leadership. He's able to take over games late at winning time and be able to run the show and show great control over the offense. He is a fierce competitor. And I think one of the things that Sacramento might have been in need of in previous years is a guy with a loose wire, you know, and Dennis is fierce and he's not afraid to curse out the guy on the other team or curse out the guy on his own team at times. And if you watch him play in the World Cup of Basketball a couple of years ago, he got into it with one of his own players and one of his own coaches. Mm-hmm. And Dennis is very fierce. And, you know, it allows Doug now to play guys off the ball more than maybe he would want to, because if the ball is in Dennis's hands, then things usually end up in a good place for Sacramento, or they will.
See, but here's the thing, Mark, and we know you're on a tight schedule, so we're going to let you run, and I don't want to belabor this too much. KC's right. I'm a big Dennis Schroeder fan. I'm a bigger Russell Westbrook fan, and I'm still of the belief this Sacramento Kings team needs another point guard, and they're trying to shoehorn these players into the point guard position when you can utilize them at other spots. We know what the backcourt looks like. Do you think they need to keep some of these free agent options open and go look at another true point guard, the likes of Russell Westbrook or Campaign or some of the other guys that are out there?
Yeah, I think, man, we're going to find out a little bit more. I think in the next couple of games here in Summer League might tip the scales one way or the other in how Devin Carter plays. You know, I know that Devin has been working really hard in the summertime. I'll tell you this. He called his father at the beginning of June, said, "Dad, let's train." They went to Phoenix and did basically a point guard boot camp for 4 weeks, 3 weeks, like two-a-days the first week, skill work after that, ball screen actions, skip passes to the corners, working on all that stuff. And AC told me, his dad told me, "My son never played point guard at Providence or before that at South Carolina. I need to teach him how to become a point guard." So that might take a little time. You know, that might take a little time. He's a pretty physically gifted guy, but you guys both know that point guards sometimes are more born than made.
That's it. That's it.
You know, not to say that it can't be done, but I think over the course of Summer League, him getting extended reps and trying to do that, that'll give, you know, Scott and BJ Armstrong an opportunity to evaluate a little bit further. I personally think he can do it, but if it's as it is now, they might be working the phones for another point guard.
Okay. Mark, go get to work, man. You got a long day ahead of you. We appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, Hey, I got the Kings game on ESPN. And you Monday against Phoenix. We play Phoenix. So,
well, you know we tapped in, man. Mark Jones on the call. We tapped in.
Well, I'll be turning that thing into a Kings infomercial.
You Let's go, baby. And he'll make his stops. You know they got a Louis Vuitton store every casino.
He's going to Caesars or he's going over to Ari, that whole area. He's going to check it out.
He good.
Sure,
he good.
I had to do some retail therapy here.
Hey. That's the move. That's the move.
You guys, keep up the great work, man. You're
Take
the best.
Appreciate you, Mark. Take care, man.
Thank you, brother. My man, Mark Jones. The amount of times I've quoted Mark Jones when the packages come.
That's it.
Boy, I mean, like, he told me. Mark said, "Where are your blessings?"
Mark told me. Don't blame me.
Mark going to get an angry phone call one day from a woman he don't know. "Hey, man, I'm going to need you to lay off this 'where your blessings' thing." "Hey, no more. You can't take it with you. No. No more of that.
If you're not in debt, you're not living."
There we go.
It's my personal favorite.
Well, we're all living then in America.
Okay. I've been living life to the fullest lately.
We ain't never been more alive in this country.
Hey, so Mark, man. So Mark is a and I wouldn't put Mark in a position to, you know, say something negative about, you know, Devin Carter, but he didn't have to offer the fact he thinks he could play that point guard position. I'm not sure, and it's not because of the performance last night. I just felt like that's not what I saw him as. Mm-hmm. And he echoed something you said earlier, like point guards aren't often made.
Right.
It's a way of seeing the game. Mm-hmm. And man, when you talk about the likes of, you know, we talked most of the offseason until about 3 weeks ago about Lonzo Ball. Like, there are few players at that position who see the court better than he does. That's – I don't think he worked on court vision, right? Like, he's born with it. Jason Williams had just a natural ability to see the floor. Both of those guys they'll make a pass where someone's not open. Mm-hmm. But the pass that they made that player open. Mm-hmm. That's a unique skill set that I don't think you learn in a boot camp.
No.
And not every point guard can do what those guys do. Like, those are two guys at a really, really high level. But we go to the old organizer, Fred VanVleet. Mm-hmm. Can Devin Carter be Fred VanVleet for, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes a game? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.